AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News Global IT Outage. I'm Sherry Preston. Airline flights, banks, hospital systems, and media outlets all taken offline overnight. Cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike says the issue is not a cyber attack. Instead, says ABC's Mike Dubusky,
it's tied to a software update that cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike sent out to Windows computers overnight. The faulty update appears to send computers and servers into a recovery boot loop, essentially starting the computer up over and over again, but never logging in. CrowdStrike CEO George Kurtz posted on social media that this is not a security incident or a cyber attack, and that a fix has been deployed. He also says Mac and Linux computers are unaffected. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Some elective surgeries at hospitals are being canceled. Britain's National Health Service also affected. Some airlines slowly coming back online, but passengers should expect cancellations and delays all day. This is ABC News. A federal safety regulator is telling parents to talk to kids about weed and driving.
NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy is urging parents to warn their teenagers about the dangers of driving after using marijuana. She cites a crash in Tishomingo, Oklahoma that killed six high school girls 2 years ago. The teens were riding in a tiny Chevy Spark hatchback, which collided with a gravel-hauling semi-truck. Toxicology reports found marijuana in the 16-year-old driver's blood. The other five were also positive. The agency recently released the final report on the March 2022 collision. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
South Korea today announcing it has resumed propaganda broadcasts into North Korea as retaliation for the North launching those trash-carrying balloons towards the South. South Korea's Joint Chief of Staff says it has used loudspeakers to blast anti-Pyongyang messages over the border overnight. Broadcasts include K-pop songs and criticism of North Korea's missile program. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Some big Wisconsin political figures say they would work for Donald Trump if he wins the White House again. Former Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark said there aren't any plans in motion, but if he was asked, of course he would serve in a new Republican administration. During Trump's first term in office, Clark was considered for a post in the Department of Homeland Security. He withdrew his acceptance when news surfaced that he plagiarized his master's thesis. And former Governor Scott Walker is currently president of the group Young Americans for Freedom. He didn't rule out the idea. And Wisconsin has broken another employment record. New numbers from the Department of Workforce Development show the highest employment rate ever last month. The previous record was from May. Governor Tony Evers credited programs that strengthen the workforce through added access to education and fast-tracking licensing. That's been a big focus of his administration as governor. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson for Civic Media News.
Packer players returning to Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers training camp begins Monday morning with practice open to the public. Defensive lineman Kenny Clark is entering the final year of his contract. I was asked on ESPN Milwaukee if he's considered this might be his last season in Green Bay with the Packers.
This is what I love to do. You know, I try not to let, you know, contract talks and all the, you know, the extra stuff get into my mind and you know, play with my mental. I just go out there and play, man. I love the game. I love being out there with my teammates. You know, I love what, you know, football has done for me and my family. That's just my mentality. You know, whatever happens, it happens. I'm forever grateful.
NBA, the Bucks face the Phoenix Suns in summer league play. Baseball, Brewers taking on the Twins tomorrow night in Minnesota. Golf, Madison's Garrett Jones, the winner of this year's WSGA State Amateur Championship. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We have a pretty nice weekend coming up today. Mostly sunny. We'll get to 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm, 81. Same for Sunday, partly cloudy, scattered afternoon thunderstorms, 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Maggie Dawn.
Folks, I'm taking a little bit of a vacation, but do not worry. You'll be in excellent hands with Matt Rothschild and Jim Santel as your guest hosts. Stay tuned.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
Do you know what this means?
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
You're pretty high and far out, aren't you? What kind of kick are you on, son?
No good bastard. Your show sucks.
What made me think this was a good day to stop drinking?
Buddy, do you want coffee?
Coffee. Black coffee.
Coffee. They warned us about people like you!
What a load of crap.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
We'll do it live!
And that's the way it is.
Only on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Okay, we will.
Yep.
7:06 and 63 degrees now. Highs about 78 today. It's the John and Gordy Show. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. A dumpster fire Friday.
It is.
Should we reveal yet who our special guest will be on Monday?
Oh, why not?
You ready for that? I think we should wait. Let's wait.
Building anticipation.
Yeah. Because this is a heavy hitter.
Now you're building my anticipation. And I know
who
it is.
Do you know who it is? Okay.
Of course I do.
Yeah. Well, we'll tell everybody in a few minutes.
Really? Okay. All right. We'll save that. But let's get to Bob Newhart, a little tribute here on the family show. Bob Newhart passed away at 94. He was one of the absolute great comedians of all time. An act that no one would ever be able to create today or ever. He did a phone act that it will live on forever. His albums are fantastic. Yeah. I have a clip here. Yeah. This was from a television show that I recorded off the TV.
Yeah, he had a real interesting career. He started out as an accountant in Chicago.
Did he? Okay.
Yeah, and he was from Chicago, and he just thought he'd try a little bit of comedy. You know, he was very mild, meek kind of guy. And
very, very dry sense of humor.
Oh, yeah, incredible. So what are we about to hear?
We're hearing his impression of a very popular commercial way back when in the early 60s. Now, he's going to take off on it. It's a pain reliever commercial, basically, but it's also about a guy who gets very angry in the driveway of his family's home. And so Bob saw some humor in that, and this is his take on it. Let's listen to Bob Newhart.
Thing on the show, we used to take commercials, and we would just change the very last line of the commercials and make them come out the way I think most people would like to see commercials come out, because most people are offended. They're an affront to your intelligence, you know, average television commercial. They are aimed, this I know for a fact, they're aimed at the 12-year-old mentality, and those of us with, you know, 13 and 14-year-old mentalities, we object to it, and it causes a lot of frustration. So one thing you can do, if you take the commercial you hate the most and just change the very last line, you'll find you'll start looking forward to seeing this particular commercial. And it's kind of fun to do at home. There are some commercials you cannot touch. Some of them are beauties in and of themselves, and you cannot. It would be gilding the lily to try to change. Here is one which is the most hated commercial on television. It is the greatest affront to your intelligence. It shows a guy driving into his driveway. and there's a kid's bike in the driveway. And he stops suddenly, becomes very irate, and he leans out the window. He says, Mary, will you please get Johnny's bike out of the driveway? And this woman comes out of the house, and she says, Mr. Brown, you're in the wrong driveway.
There you go. That's his style. It's a fantastic comedy bit, and he just did stuff like that all the time.
Yeah, he had a couple of really great albums before he made it on TV. Yeah, the Button Down Mind of Bob Newhart, which had the driving instructor, and also Abe Lincoln's marketing manager.
Yeah, you sent that to me. That's fantastic stuff, and
great
it's always based on. His humor was based on telephone calls.
Yes,
you know, right. He was always talking to somebody else on the other end of that line.
Two great TV shows. One where he played a psychologist.
Yes,
that was always good.
Was that the Bob Newhart show?
That was the Bob Newhart show, okay. and he'd take a phone call during that show,
yes.
which was great.
That was his bit. That's what made him.
The other show, Newhart,
right.
That was just called, and he had the inn in Vermont. With Larry and his brother Dale and the other brother Daryl.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Well, is that the one where the last episode
where
he was dreaming?
Yes. The last episode, he gets hit in the head with a golf ball, gets knocked out, and then he wakes up and he's back in his old TV show with Suzanne Plachette next to him.
Right.
It was a great ending to the Newhart show.
That was one of the all-time great endings for a series ever.
Stuff. Funny stuff.
Yeah, that was just classic.
And, of course, he was in a couple of movies, and most recently in The Big Bang Theory. Mm-hmm. He was in that. He did a lot of guest shots toward the end of his life, and he actually won an Emmy for one of those guest shots on Big Bang Theory. So... Yeah, Bob
there are Newhart. Very few television series you can watch over and over again, and the Newhart Bob Newhart show was one of those series you could just see forever.
It was great.
You know, it was just
great stuff.
Just the best. All right, thanks.
Yeah.
Our tribute to Bob Newhart passed away at the age of 94 yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get to something that is really. Oh, do you have something here? Did you want to mention?
Well, I do want to mention this portion of the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. You can find them on Madison's east or west sides, or just go online, verlo.com. Okay?
All right. Now, something that I think should be getting a lot of individuals who live out there in the suburbs, and they have their families, and they have their kids, you know, going off to school, college. Yeah. And I think this is something that should anger them, or should at least give them cause to think about the party that they're going to vote for. Mm-hmm. They should be very, very angry and very apprehensive about the proposals that the MAGAs and the Trump campaign is proposing if he becomes president. Yeah. Okay, I keep thinking it's the Trump administration. But they want to change college. They want to change the way colleges teach students.
They're really going after this.
They are really going after this. They think it's very woke, and they want to take politics out of college or the education of our students by replacing it with their politics.
Yeah.
Really, that's what it's all
about.
That's the plan. So anyway, I just want to start off with J.D. Vance on this, because he had an amazing statement about this. Let's check this. This is Cut 91, and he was asked the question, Viktor Orban seized control of universities and put them in foundations. What are you advocating here in the U.S.? Let's check this out.
Who is a total fraud.
I agree with you on Trump, because I don't think that he's the person. I don't think he actually cares about folks.
But I think that I'm going to vote for third party, because I can't stomach Trump. I think that he's noxious and is leading the white working class to a very dark place.
Are we looking for a different cut?
Yeah, that was a different cut. Do we have two cuts there from J.D. Vance? We had cut 90. 92. That should have been cut 90, and there's a 92. Cut 91.
Here we go.
92.
Okay, let's go with that one.
Survival or taking a much less successfully dealing with the left-wing domination of universities is Viktor Orban's approach in Hungary. I think his way has to be the model for us, not to eliminate universities, but to give the choice between survival or taking a much less biased approach to teaching. He seized control of state universities and put them in foundations that were then run by his allies. Is that what you're advocating be done in the United States?
Well, Margaret, what you're seeing in the United States actually is that universities are controlled by left-wing foundations. They're not controlled by the American taxpayer.
They're
and
not.
Yet the American taxpayer is sending hundreds of billions of dollars to these universities every single year.
I don't want taxpayers controlling education necessarily. Is that what you're advocating for, federal government?
Margaret, what I'm advocating for is for taxpayers to have a say in how their money is spent. Universities are part of a social contract in this country. They educate our children. They produce important intellectual property. They get a lot of money because of it. But if they're not educating our children well, and they're layering the next generation down in mountains of student debt, then they're not meeting their end of the bargain. I think it's totally reasonable to say there needs to be a political solution to that problem.
Well, America's universities still attract talent from around the world, as you've went to one of America's very top schools.
Look, there are still good things about American universities, but it's going in the wrong direction, Margaret.
But Viktor Orban in particular, as you know, I mean, he rewrote the Constitution, he neutered the courts, he has tried to control the media. These are not necessarily conservative principles. So why would you want to mimic him?
Well, look, I'm not endorsing every single thing that Viktor Orban has ever done. I don't know everything he's ever done. What I do think is that on the university principle, the idea that taxpayers should have some influence in how their money is spent at these universities, it's a totally reasonable thing. And I do think that he's made some smart decisions there that we could learn from the United States.
The most ridiculous reason to change our universities ever is that the parents should have some say over how their kid is educated. Mm. And what he wants to do is he wants to take the woke agenda out of colleges and replace it with obviously an unwoke agenda. Mm-hmm. Now, the problem I have with this, and I had this with the unions as well, he's saying that the public or parents should have some say over this. They do. They don't have to send their kid to that college.
Right. They could choose a different college.
They could go to a different college.
Right.
One that thinks like them. Yeah. That's the control a parent has over it.
Right.
A parent doesn't have control over how a college teaches that child. They could have a lawsuit, win the lawsuit. Mm-hmm. The college could lose all these accreditations and college courses. And the thing is, the same thing happened with the unions as well. You had people saying, I don't want to pay union dues. I don't want to be part of the union.
Right.
So they took the unions out.
Yeah.
Instead of find another job.
Yeah, go somewhere else.
Go someplace else. The freedom that they're talking about is not real freedom at all. Mm. It is controlling other people.
Yeah.
That's the freedom they want, to control other people instead of taking a hike. If you don't like the college, if it's too woke for you, find another college, my God.
Pretty simple. At least
send your kid to the college they want to go to. Maybe they have some say in all of this. But again, the public, and I think the interviewer did a fantastic job of keeping them on point.
Mm-hmm.
The problem here is they want to control what colleges teach.
Yeah.
And that should be a scary thing for every parent out there that has a child growing up and eventually hoping to go to college someday. You just don't want that.
Right. That's it.
It's just an amazing concept that they have, that parents should have control of the schools, the public schools, and they should have control of colleges. No, they have a choice. People move to communities to go to a specific kind of school system. Mm-hmm. They don't have to. They can go someplace else if they want.
7:18, we are going to check in with Brittany Merlot next and get a preview of what's happening weather-wise for the weekend here on the John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. That's the old theme song to the John and Gordy TV show. We had the... We have our own comedy special. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, we had a syndicated show.
It sounds like a TV thing.
It does.
Well, this used to be a...
From the 70s.
Well, this used to be a theme to a different show that aired on the network. It's not a thing anymore, but...
Okay. Oh, I kind of like it.
I'm bringing it back. I like the song.
All right.
It's really different. Okay. It is 20 minutes past the hour, and it's going to be a nice day. Beautiful sunshine right now. And
you know who we can thank for that?
Who can we
thank? Brittany Merlot.
Yes.
Promised us this weather, and let's give her all the credit in the world for making this happen.
Yeah. Let's have a round of applause for Brittany.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. So it's sunny right now and looking great for today. Highs in the upper 70s. What about Saturday and Sunday? Because we have the Dane County Fair going on, Maxwell Street's going on, all kinds of events happening. How's it shaping up, Brittany?
All right. So for tomorrow, we are going to hit high temperatures in those low 80s, and I think we're going to avoid all of the rain. So just mostly sunny to start, clouds increasing throughout the day. Then on Sunday, this cold front is going to be dropping through the state, and I think it is going to hit you by Sunday afternoon. So we're going to see some showers and storms firing up. Some of us can get underneath of them, and some of us won't. And if we do, it does look like a quick half an inch of rainfall in some of those storms.
Wow.
Okay. So most of the weekend, okay, but late Sunday, look out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right.
Up north, I think a lot of us, too, we're going to be seeing some twisters regardless.
Oh, yeah.
Probably in the movie theater, but not so much in real life.
Yeah,
none are going to be severe. Don't worry.
We got to check out that movie, and then we'll have our reviews on Monday.
Monday
or Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, no, I it's not like a movie I'm going to run out and see.
What?
You have to.
Do I care if I even see this movie?
What do you mean, do you
care? Maybe I'll wait until
like
it's
the
streamed.
Original?
No, I hated the original.
What?
What?
You did.
How is that possible?
It
was
a
great
Everybody
movie.
Loves seeing
it was a lot
twisters.
Of fun.
I have a sneaking feeling that I'm going to like the original more than
probably
the new one.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, you know, the special effects are much better now. I would hope that they make the twister look like a real twister. And so it's,
John,
you
still haven't seen a real twister. How do you know what it looks
instead
like?
Instead of something out of
video, but yeah.
A Daffy Duck cartoon.
Okay. All right. Well, you're very critical about that.
But. I am. I want to see a good twister. Now that I know they don't have all these little ribs in it, and, they're just...
flying cows.
Yeah, flying cows.
I wonder what they'll have in the new
one. Although, the flying cows.
That was
people remember
funny.
That because...
They do.
We're in the dairy state. It's a big deal.
It's true.
Well, I think everybody remembers it, but... I think it's time for our special feature, exclusively to the John and Gordy Show. It's time for...
It is exclusive.
Interplanetary weather.
Okay. We're the only station that would ever dare to have interplanetary weather forecast.
Today's,
but,
today's planet is Neptune.
Neptune, wow.
Brittany?
Okay.
What can you tell us about Neptune? How's the temperature there today?
Well, it's going to be pretty warm over there. It's going to be a negative... 333 degrees.
Wow.
Yeah. That's warm.
Something.
Sometimes it gets down to like 400 minus 400 degrees.
Wow.
So,
right?
But this is a warm front for them.
Yeah. What's the 10-day forecast on Neptune?
No, we don't do that.
I can't do that.
Okay.
Working on those skills. I'm working on it.
We work on it. Okay.
We're trying to add that to the weather vane. It doesn't work.
You got big plans for the weekend, Brittany?
Yeah, so we've got Rockfest going on up here in the Northwoods, up in towards Eau Claire area. So I might check that out. Also, I'll be headed down to EAA for the week. So I'm going to set up camp on Sunday so I can talk to you guys on Monday on the grounds.
Great.
Good deal. All right.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Why are you going there?
Oh, because I'm actually trying to be a private pilot. I'm working on my private pilot's license.
No kidding.
So this big airplane show and meteorology, I mean, come on. Those two are just combined. Yes.
Excellent. Well, good for you.
Because they're meteorologists, you know, they go up in an airplane, they open the window, they stick their arm up, they say, oh, it's colder up here, isn't it?
Makes perfect sense.
All right. Well, all right, Brittany, thank you very much.
Thank you, thank you. We'll talk to you on Monday. And have a good weekend.
You as well.
All right. Bye. Thank you. And let's make that announcement. Big announcement. Special guest.
Big announcement.
Next week, right?
On Monday, we will be talking to former Mayor Paul Soglin. He'll be in the studio with us. We used to hang out with him every once in a while
back in the old days. We used to run into him. Yeah.
He's been mayor 3 times.
Yeah.
And he's going to tell us his thoughts, you know, about, we're going to ask him about the convention that just wrapped up. And maybe
his
what to look
about,
at.
The bus system, the new bus system that is taking place here in town, and also affordable housing.
Yes, housing situations.
He has a few opinions about that, and we'll get them.
Yep.
We may conflict a little bit about some of those ideas.
Well, Paul is never shy about his opinions, so we look forward to having
him
in.
So we're going to throw ours into the mix as well. So, I ran into Paul, as I told you this story. Into him in Woodman's.
Recently?
Yeah. I saw him in Woodman's.
Yeah.
I saw him shopping. He is not the participant that wants to shop. I can tell that. He's the guy who pushes the cart. His wife is the shopper.
Okay.
But I thought, well, I'll just go up to him and say, hey, can you be on our show sometime?
Right.
And I chickened out. I did not do it.
Why did you chicken out?
I can't believe. I feel like, you know, he's probably harassed everywhere he goes.
Maybe
because
so.
Everybody knows Paul Soglin,
right?
And what he looks like.
Well,
and so I just left him alone.
Do you think he remembers you?
Well, no, I don't. I never assume anybody remembers me.
Okay.
But I did want to ask him to be on the show, and I missed that chance. Like John Nichols, you know, I saw him at the protest, and I could have walked up to him. Hey, John. And John and I know each other.
Right.
We've done a few elections together at other stations. And I didn't do it. I was
chickened out again.
Yeah, I did.
Why
I chickened
do you do
out
that?
Because, you know, I don't want to harass him.
And
everybody walks
what
up and I know
for?
You, John, and all this stuff.
Great.
It's just ridiculous.
Okay. Anyway, Paul Soglin on our show Monday. So tune in for that. Let's go to the phones. Mark is on the line with a comment this morning. Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, you're talking about twisters. Years ago, a buddy and I were out on a little flowage way up north, and the wind was coming up over the tops of the trees, and all of a sudden it dropped down, and a dust devil water spout skipped across the flowage from the other side of us, you know, looking across it, you know, that we were a distance away from it, but it was picking everything up and as tall as the trees, and it was a little interesting and terrifying at the same time.
Yeah.
Sounds frightening.
Yeah, I always wonder what happened to those water spouts. You know, they hit land? Do they turn into then tornadoes, actual devastating tornadoes, or did the water spouts just stay over the water?
I think it was like a dust devil.
Like a vacuum cleaner.
But it was only like, you know, it's 50, 60 feet high, as tall as a tree is, but it would have been enough to lift us up in the canoe probably.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like a mini tornado.
Definitely lift you.
If you had a styrofoam canoe,
some people have styrofoam boats and canoes. All right. Well, thank you, Mark.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Have a good weekend.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, I had so much stuff here.
I know. But guess what?
I've got all this stuff.
Well, save it for the next dumpster fire, okay? We got to move along here.
Right.
It's 7:29, and coming up next, Rocker is in the studio, like he is every Friday morning, going to let us know what's happening on Max Inc. this weekend.
All the local music.
It's the John and Gordy Show on WMDX.
It's the John and Gordy Show. Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
There are plenty of great teachers and students that really enjoy their summertime break. Our agriculture instructors and FFA advisors, well, they're a little more active. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Friday. Remember, FFA requires that agriculture educators have a 12-month contract. That means they're busy all summer long. Mary Hendrick from the Denmark FFA can tell you all about it. She's the agriculture instructor that keeps those students busy with a lot of beautification projects that you might be seeing.
So in my horticulture class, every year we do a landscaping project. Mm. So I always ask for individuals, and like we just did the American Legion, we did our Denmark newspaper, we do their landscaping. So it's start to finish. We go out on the site, we do the interview with our site and ask them what type of plants, what they want. They take the measurements, they do everything, and then they basically bid to the customer. So they each create their own designs, have a price list with all the plants, and then they have to sell it, and basically then the customer chooses what it is. So it's not just, yes, that's agriculture related with landscaping, but it's also just the sales skills too, because they're selling their designs to our customers.
All right. Great example of hands-on learning. That's Mary Hendrick. She is the agriculture instructor, FFA advisor in Denmark. She's also the incoming president of the Wisconsin Association of Agriculture Educators.
You're invited to Close Farms and Country Fest in Chippewa County for this year's Farm Technology Days, growing to the tune of success. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the future of agriculture. There's also food trucks, music, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 13th through the 15th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Get more value out of your farm's high tunnels. Join the Oats Workshop, Sustainable High Tunnel Management, on August 1st in Oak Creek. Learn from farmers and ag professionals about controlling temperature, managing soil fertility, and pests. Tour the high tunnels at Village Farmstead, a USDA organic produce farm, and see demonstrations of tools and techniques used to manage permanent raised beds. Visit organicagronomy.org to register and secure your spot today. Oats science-based organic training for agricultural advisors.
And you've got some tasty eating coming up at the Wisconsin State Fair, courtesy of the Wisconsin State Fair Dairy Promotion Board. They've announced the three blue ribbon cheeses that will be featured in their grilled cheese sandwiches, and they include Lake Country Dairy Schumann Cheese, their artisan smoky pepper fontle. That'll be on Tuesday, August 6th, while supplies last. Decatur Dairy Dill Havarti, also featured on August 7th, while supplies last. And the third blue ribbon cheese, Buholzer's Brothers Brick Cheese, that will be featured Thursday, August 8th. It's the second year in a row that they're featuring those blue ribbon cheeses as grilled cheese. We'll see you there. I'm Pam Yonke.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We have a pretty nice weekend coming up today. Mostly sunny. We'll get to 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm, 81. Same for Sunday. Partly cloudy, scattered afternoon thunderstorms, 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
Keep your home comfortable with a new Hunter ceiling fan from Menards. We carry the largest selection of in-stock Hunter ceiling fans available in a variety of designs, finishes, and features. Create the perfect look for any room with a Hunter ceiling fan. Save big on Hunter ceiling fans at Menards, America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. For J.D. Power 2024 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, as he does every Friday, we recombobulate with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area, and we celebrate Daiquiri Day. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Well, kids, there it is, Capital City.
swinging town. I know called Capital City.
Madison.
People stop and scream hello in Capital City.
Madison.
It's the kind of place that makes a bum feel like a king.
Madison.
And it makes a king feel like some nutty cuckoo super king.
Madison. Look, it's Tony Bennett.
Hey, good to see you. It's against the law to brown in.
Okay. In the capital city of Madison.
Yep, here we are.
The Johnny
again.
Gordy Family Show, mm-hmm. WMDX. And our special guest, of course, every Friday morning is rocker MaxInc Radio.
What's happening, guys? Hey, how you doing?
You are happening.
Yeah. Well, as I was driving in, I was listening to the piece on Bob Newhart.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about my college days back in the mid-90s, probably just before Newhart started. Mm-hmm. But those old Bob Newhart, they were so, they were being syndicated, right?
Yeah, a lot of reruns. Yeah.
So in college, we would sit around and watch Bob Newhart and, of course, take a drink of beer every time they said Bob.
Bob. Yeah.
So, you'd watch these on repeat.
The beer drinking game. Yeah. I remember that now. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There was something, too, where you would do a shot. It was a little more rare than Bob, so it was beer and shots.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And I'm sure it got modified somewhere.
Yeah, you got to add to the alcohol, right?
Great show. Great. And what a funny cast, too. The next-door neighbor, goofy, airline pilot, next-door neighbor.
Bill Daly.
Bill
Daly, yeah.
And the other brothers on Newhart. I love those guys.
Yeah.
That was the funny
Larry
show.
And his brother Daryl and the other brother Daryl. Yeah, good stuff. All right, Rock, what's happening this weekend?
You know, MaxInc Radio, we broadcast here on the Civic Media Radio Network Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. This weekend, we're going to be talking to Phil Kegley. Phil Kegley was a great Madison musician who moved down to Austin and found some great things down there. And he's going to be coming back this weekend for a couple shows. And we're going to be talking to him about that and some new recordings. And he'll also be playing, I believe, some live music, a couple acoustic songs. Okay. Phil Kegley, then Dusty Bowe. Terry Barr interviews Dusty Bowe. He's from Louisville, Kentucky. And, of course, he's playing Atwood Fest this year, an amazing guitarist. And then live in the Lair, Mojo Perry, cigar box guitar guru. He's going to be in here solo. And, of course, he will be playing Atwood Fest next week as well.
It's going to be fun.
Box guitars.
Yeah. Man. That's good stuff.
Fascinated.
All right.
And so let's talk a little Atwood Fest.
Let's talk about it.
Because that's coming up next weekend, July 27th and 28th. It's a good thing to plan for because there's a lot of bands. 30 bands, 3 stages, 2 days. There's tons of food and craft vendors in Vendor Alley. Vendor Alley goes from Tex Tubbs to Monty's Blue Plate. So the whole street's closed off. Bring your kids, but don't bring the puppers. And, I wanted to say for a second when you go to the festival, right?
Yeah, what's the atmosphere like?
It's just like stages. Yeah, there's bands. But, the Atwood Festival is embedded in the Atwood neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
It's very different than Pike Park where you just have kind of a space with, a wall around it. Here it is. Where Atwood Avenue, we close it. It's like a block party, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they close it from Tex Tubbs, where we have the Luther Allison stage right in front of Tex Tubbs there, all the way down to Monty's Blue Plate. And at Monty's Blue Plate parking lot is where we have the Sugar Maple stage. In between that are just vendors upon vendors, crafts, food. It's really a really cool alley. And when it gets to be night, it's like a night market, right? But then there's music at the stages, and the Clyde Stubblefield stage is located in the United Way parking lot.
Okay.
And then a kids fest across the street from that. So it's a very cool place where, you want to walk around. And sometimes you kind of plan because, like Summerfest in a way, there might be a great band on one stage. And at the same time, there might be another great band on another stage. So you might have to plan where you're going to be at what times because there are great bands everywhere. Convergence is a parade that we have right before Atwood Fest started out. There are 4 parades that zoom through the neighborhood, bashing pots and pans and yelling, making noise. The amphibians are there dressing in costumes, and everybody follows them. It's like the Pied Piper, right over to Atwood Fest, where they converge for Convergence with Pancromatic Steel, the eight-piece steel band.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Steel pan band.
What is this, Hanfibians?
Hanfibians is kind of a, they're like a hand drumming group, a really large, a lot of them. So it's like a big, giant drum circle. But instead of like people who don't know what they're doing, they do.
Okay. Well, that's good.
It's a drum circle of people who know what they're doing.
Exactly.
Good deal.
Yeah, so let's talk about some highlights of stuff coming into Atwood Fest next week. We have Julian Primo. He is a New Orleans Hall of Famer now. Grammy-nominated artist. He was just in the Hall of Fame down there. Candy Cigarette. They're a power trio from Wisconsin, and they're all under 15 years old. These guys are amazing. No, they're playing Summerfest. They're playing the Whammy party. Yeah.
I love the name Candy Cigarette. What the hell? Finally.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're pretty fun. Yeah. And they've been a band for a while. It's not like they're new.
Really?
Yeah, they've been around.
Under 15, and they've been around a while.
They've been around.
And it's a power trio.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Okay.
Candy Cigarette.
Can't wait to hear them.
UW Mad Hatters. Mm-hmm. I can't say enough. This is their last show with this lineup. They're an 11-piece a cappella, and they're going to be right before VO5. They're going to play some really cool songs, and I hope people come out for it. It's going to be a really special performance.
You had them on Max Inc.
We did.
A couple months ago.
Yeah. We have the podcast up on civicmedia.us. Mm-hmm. Just find the Max Inc. Radio podcast.
All right.
And let's get to a song. I think that John is going to like this one. It's Rit and Wilder Dietz. They're going to play at Atwood Fest. They're a father-son duo. And the Isthmus said Dietz combines rugged mountain sonics with an aesthetic that's closer to ragtime than anything else. At times, he resembles Tom Waits in his ability to marry sophistication with down-homeness.
Like it.
Hmm.
This is East Side. This is Rit Dietz.
The Catfish River flows from the fourth lake to the third, like Mendota rolls your horror. To Monona sings the bird who heads it south, the south, and north. In the west, well, is where the sun goes down. You belong on the east side of this town. I could fish all day with my friends off of Bible camp. To walk and walk up and down Monroe, but the cottonwoods at all break, they got a whisper I know. Back to the east side you go.
That is really great. Really good stuff. You know exactly what I like.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the cottonwoods, spreading all that cottonwood all over the place.
Oh,
you know, I got to say that, you know, I play a little guitar, and I really want
a tiny guitar.
Little tiny foot long guitar so I could play while I'm sitting in my lounge chair.
Most people would call it a ukulele, but go ahead.
No, it's not a ukulele.
Okay.
I guess I could have got that, though.
You could have.
All right, but anyway, I've always wanted to get back into playing guitar and then writing music like this about this great city.
Wow, that sounds great.
It's not too late. You can pick it up again.
And you know, if you do, John, get it recorded
and
then send an MP3 to music@civicmedia.us, and we'll play it on Max Inc. Radio.
There you go.
Just as easy as that.
Okay.
Let's get back to Atwood Fest highlights.
Yes.
Clyde Stubblefield tribute opens Atwood Fest on Saturday. That's the Funky JBs. And Steely Dane opens Atwood Fest on Sunday. And I'd like to talk about the closing, the grand finale on the Clyde Stubblefield stage, Generation Jones. And it features Michael Massey, Moreau Magellan from the Georgia Satellites, Kyle Henderson from the Producers, Shawnee Marks, plus local celebrity guest cameo appearances all throughout the set. And Chris Kammer, our buddy, will be the MC of that segment.
Great.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
And you know, Michael Massey is part of our jingle.
That's
right.
He did our John and Gordy jingle.
Yeah.
Oh, Madison is a small town, is it not?
Yeah. It is.
And Shawnee Marks from Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets, part of that group, too. Great stuff. Great vocalists.
All-star group with a celebrity guest, local celebrity guest. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a lot of fun. Elizabeth Mary Band featuring Last Crack guitarist Paul Schluter, and that's actually her husband, right?
Yeah.
They're going to be playing And then directly after them, closing out Atwood Fest, is going to be Parker Barrow. They are from Nashville. They feature another husband and wife duo of Megan Kane and Dylan Turner. And they're compared to Bonnie and Clyde, Parker and Barrow, because
right.
they're constant touring, right? They're always in a car cruising from one city to another. Yeah. They are amazing. They're country rock, they're rock and roll, maybe even a little Zeppelin thrown in.
Are they robbing banks as well?
Let's hope not.
They are. They're gonna be robbing people at Summerfest of all their energy, because
yes,
it's going to be amazing. This is an amazing band. They are definitely the hidden gem, I think, of the festival. We interviewed them on Max Inc. Radio last week, so you can go to civicmedia.us and find our podcast, Max Inc. Radio, and the interview is broken out. Right now, let's listen to their hit song. This is Count Your Dollars, Parker Barrow from Nashville, appearing at Atwood Fest next week.
They stuff. Are good, yeah.
Powerful.
Yeah.
Are they I like good? The drummer there.
Yeah, he's got a little John Bonham in him, doesn't he?
Yeah. Something about the sound of that snare drum. You know, it just cuts right through.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's great. I think it is a great band. I'm really, really excited to see them. That's Parker Barrow. They're at 5:30 on Sunday at Atwood Fest. Of course, you can go to atwoodfest.com. to find out like the full schedule and when each
and
band is playing.
Plan your time down there.
Because it's hard for me to tell you, oh, they're playing on Saturday. They're playing on Saturday. This stage, that stage. There's a lot, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jed and Company, they have been added to Atwood Fest. They are a new band based, they're a new Madison band. They're based here. And Grateful Dead Tribute, their new Grateful Dead Tribute band. They're replacing Sia Tolno and Afro Dead, who actually had to cancel for visa reasons. Mm. They were coming from Spain and... You know, there's always a lot of problems with musicians trying to get into this country. Horace Green, he is coming to Atwood Fest. Indie rock from the Fox River Valley. Horace Green is hot right now, and he's on tour throughout Wisconsin, playing Harley Fest in Milwaukee on July 25th, Atwood Fest on July 27th, and then the Mile of Music in Appleton from August 1st to August 4th. Let's listen to a little Horace Green. This is Sunflower.
And what loves I used to have in life, they have passed. I'll bring them back when life ain't so fast. But nostalgia's a vice, not just a memory. I cry for a better time. I never wanna say goodbye to love. I never wanna say goodbye. Say goodbye to love. I never wanna say goodbye to love. To love. Daddy soul, come to me in times of.
That's a really interesting sound. I like that.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
It's and good stuff.
They had some more rock and stuff as well. He has quite a few recordings out. He's very popular up in the Fox River Valley. Great guitar player, and you know, I think if you take your significant other there, you might be lucky that night.
Yeah,
that's what kind of music this is going to get
kind of romantic,
get your hips moving.
Yeah, one of the great things about seeing a band live is discovering them, and then you know, finding out how it affects you personally. You know, just being there with whoever you're with, and just you know, it becomes your band. Your group, the one that you want to see next time they're in town. You know, that's the great thing about live performing.
That is. You want to sing their song along with them, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. It is 7:49. We're coming back with more with Rocker with the rest of the Max Inc. preview on the John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry Bar.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Man, dig this crazy pad. Man, it's a mad pad.
Yes, it is.
Mad Radio, WMDX, the John and Gordy Family Show, with Rocker in the studio, Max Inc. Radio. We're looking at all the bands that are coming to town, and let's continue.
Well, let's get to that in a moment after I tell you that it's 751, 66 degrees highs today in the upper 70s, and this portion of the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. You can find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com. All right, now let's get back to Rocker with the Max Inc. preview.
Okay, my Atwood Fest recap, Saturday and Sunday, July 28th, Atwood Avenue, Madison's east side, from Tex Tubbs to Monty's Blue Plate. Music starts at noon both days, 30 bands, three stages, 2 days. Follow Atwood Fest on Facebook or go to atwoodfest.com to find out all the bands, a full schedule. Click on the profiles, watch videos.
That's just an incredible event. I mean, all these bands.
It really is.
I mean, it's just, there's something years? There for everybody.
How many years has this been going on?
This, 10.
Yeah.
But before that, the festival actually started in 1981 and was called Atwood Summer Fest. Okay. And then 10 years ago, it got changed to Atwood Fest. I've been doing it for 22 years.
Wow, man. Good for
you. We brought
a
lot of bands through the area.
Yeah. And
I think it's, you know, Madison's premier live music festival. I mean, it's really about the music and the community. It's a meta community event.
Wow. Let me write that down.
Meta community.
Wow, I don't know what that means, but it sounds cool.
Look it up, man.
Explain.
Hey, Linda and the Zeros, this is happening tonight, July 19th
tonight.
At 7 p.m. at the Memorial Union Terrace, on the lake. Groovy, jammy, funky, soulful. Linda sings and dances. She takes your breath away because she's so energetic and dancing. It's a 10-piece band. They are absolutely amazing. Let's listen to some right now. This is Linda and the Zeros, Time.
And when I need you most,
anything that guy has that little guitar that I've been practicing on my
miniature guitar,
our recliner, my miniature guitar.
Linda and the Zeros.
Yeah,
well, it'll be a good night at the Memorial Union tonight.
Yeah,
it's gonna be beautiful.
Drive up in your boat, right?
Why not?
That's the way to do it. Have you ever been in a boat watching a concert?
No, no.
Oh, it's really, really cool, and you get to do that at the Memorial Union, right? You pull up, everybody anchors. There's kind of a whole another like sort of culture of all the boat people, And then there's all the people that are there at the terrace, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy. And then the boat people, though, then they'll go anchor. They'll go get some beer and stuff, you know, mingle in, go dance, and then get back on their boat. And it's kind of a crazy.
Sam, why don't you bring the styrofoam sailboat?
I know what I'm doing tonight.
Okay. That'd be great, man.
You got to watch out for the PFAS foam on the lake, though, I understand. It's pretty powerful.
Okay.
Well, let's stick with the Memorial Terrace at the UW here. Coming up Saturday, August 3rd. That's in like 2 weeks at 7 p.m. It's going to be Steez. And Steez is this really great Madison-based. It's a fusion band. It's disco-fanged, multi-beast, funky, jammy. They're really talented. It's a great place to see live music. Let's listen to a little bit of Steez. This is Last Night.
Seems that you like me, but don't know. Tell me, I reach out and touch you, but you think I'm crazy. I try to break through you and buy you some whiskey. I want to be your first girl.
That'll get the Memorial Terrace going, won't it?
They're funky.
They are a fun band. I mean, go see these bands outside.
Outside.
Some great weather down at the terrace. I mean, the only thing better, I think, is Atwood Fest.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to forget about that.
He agrees with me right away.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's something going on. I think there's some kind of ice cream crawl going on.
What are you talking about?
This weekend.
Chocolate Shop Ice Cream is doing... What? I saw it in one of your stories, John.
Yeah, I'm looking for it here. I know that I brought it in, but yeah, there's an ice cream crawl, and it's Bancroft?
Okay.
Well, no, what's the name?
Chocolate
Shop is going to all the chocolate shops.
Okay.
And you get a free scoop of ice cream at each one of the 7 or 8 chocolate shops.
They have great ice cream, too, and they're a great sponsor of Atwood Fest.
Oh, fantastic. So there it is.
Yeah. Excellent. Excellent. Now, there's something going on this Sunday, right?
This Sunday coming up, Sunspot. They are a legendary Madison-based rock trio. They've been playing and touring for 28 years, guys, right here in Madison.
I bet they're tired, man. They need to take a break. You know, once in a while.
Not even close. These guys are playing all the time. Join Sunspot for a free flu-blown electric hometown show right in the heart of Madison during Maxwell Street Days. They are going to be in Lisa Link Park Sunday, July 20th at 3 p.m. This is Sunspot. I don't want to be a ghost.
All right.
I don't want to be a ghost. I just want to be a man. I don't want to hear my friends when I cannot talk to them. I'll be right behind the wall and I'll wait for you to call my name. I used to want to come back as a spirit and be in some romantic tragedy. I'd be Patrick Swayze and you would be my sweet Demi. But when I talk, you couldn't hear it. If I materialized, you couldn't see. How could I be happy without some sexy pottery? If we can be together.
I like that song a lot. That's great. Sunspot.
Yeah, and that's who does the American Ghost Walks down here, up at the Capitol.
No, really? Wow.
That's those. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Mike Huberty, he does that. That's his business. And it's a lot of fun.
What a playing
There are tons of ghost stories in this building, by the way, or more in the Orpheum Theater than necessarily where we are.
All right.
Rocker, thanks. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, guys.
We'll see you at Atwood Fest next weekend.
That's right.
And that's going to wrap it up for John and Gordy Show. Paul Soglin will join us on Monday. Have a great weekend.
Morning. As we were saying,
it again.
Yep.
Let the sun shine. It's the John Gordy Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinee on Air.
Pete Schwaba.
Friday night, we're back on Nightlight full time and discussing Green Bay ghost tours with Tim Freese. And it's Friday, so our Friday friend Terry Barr will be on the show with new music and sparkling convo.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.